The Ugly Duckling. One summer, when the corn was golden yellow and the hay was being dried in the fields, a mother duck was sitting on her nest of eggs. She sat in the rushes of a deep moat that surrounded a lovely country house and waited for her eggs to hatch. It was taking a very long time, and she was getting very tired. At last, one day, she felt a movement beneath her. The eggs began to crack, and out popped tiny, fluffy ducklings. All the eggs hatched except for one, which was larger than the rest. The mother duck was impatient to take her new duckling swimming, but could not leave the last egg unhatched. She sat for a few more days, and just as she was about to give up, she heard a tapping, and out of the shell tumbled the oddest, ugly duckling she had ever seen. She took the babies into the water and proudly watched as they all swam straight away, even the ugly duckling. She led them in a procession around the moat, showing them off to the other ducks. As they bobbed along behind her, she heard many quacks of admiration and praise for her fine family. But she also heard laughter and scorn poured on the ugly duckling at the end of the line.
"He has been too long in the egg," she explained. "He has not come out quite the right shape, but he is strong and will grow into a fine duck soon."
As the weeks went by and the corn was harvested in the fields, the ducklings grew up into ducks. But the ugly duckling, with his gray feathers and clumsy shape, remained different. All the ducks on the moat pecked him and made fun of him and refused to let him join in their games on the water. At last the ugly duckling could bear it no more. As the leaves began to fall, he flew away to a great marsh. There he stayed alone, hiding from the ducks among the reeds. One day he heard a strange cry and the sound of wings in the air. Looking up, he saw three dazzling white birds flying majestically overhead. The ugly duckling felt a strange longing. He did not know the name of those birds, but he felt he loved them more than he had loved anything before. He watched as they passed over his head and flew beyond until they were out of sight. Fall turned into winter, and the ugly duckling suffered many hardships. The marshy water froze, and for a while he was trapped fast in the ice. A kind man broke the ice and took him to his home, but the ugly duckling was frightened by the noise and confusion inside the house. He flapped his wings, upset a bucket of milk, and fled as people shouted at him. He struggled through many other difficulties during his first winter, but at last spring came, and with it warm sunshine. The ugly duckling felt better than he had done for months and flapped his wings. To his surprise, they felt bigger and stronger, and he found he was flying easily away from the marsh towards a large and beautiful lake. He alighted on the water and saw before him the three wonderful birds he had seen flying overhead several months before. As the swans glided smoothly over the lake, the ugly duckling felt drawn to them, but he was sure they would peck and tease him like the ducks because he was so ugly. At last he thought,
"It is better to be hurt or even killed by birds as lovely as these than to be teased by those ducks."
And he floated slowly towards them. He drew nearer, and he bent his neck in shame. All at once he saw a reflection in the smooth lake waters. A beautiful swan with glossy white feathers and a fine yellow beak stared up at him. He moved. The swan moved. He opened his wings. So did the swan. The ugly duckling suddenly realized he was the swan. The other swans swam gracefully towards him, welcoming him and stroking him with their beaks. Some children came running down to the lake and called out to their father.
"Look, a new swan has appeared. He is more beautiful than any of the others."
And they threw pieces of bread into the water for him. The young and beautiful swan felt quite shy with all this attention and hid his head under his wing. But as the lilac trees bent their branches down to the water and the sun shone warm and bright, he felt a deep happiness. He rustled his feathers, arched his sleek, long neck, and said to himself,
"I never dreamed of such great happiness when I was the ugly duckling."